from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
I'm John Ramos in Sonoma County, where they're taking the debate about immigrants' rights on the road. We'll have that story coming up.
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's senseless. There's no answer to what's happening and why it's happening.
Agony for a Bay Area community trying to make sense of a milestone no city wants to reach. 100 plus homicides so far this year. What community leaders say is to blame for the rise in violence.
And looking live outside, the parts of the Bay Area that could see rain later tonight. Good evening. I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Juliette Goodrich. We begin this evening with immigrant rights advocates taking to the streets of Sonoma County in a show of support for undocumented workers. KPIX 5's John Ramos reports on their effort to walk the walk in the immigration debate.
It wasn't that long ago that immigrant bashing was more overt, but at least it was part of a discussion. Today, things have quieted down a lot, but quiet isn't always what you want when you're trying to change things.
We are walking 12 miles in the name of the 12 million undocumented. We've waited long enough. It's been decades and decades.
About 100 immigrants and their advocates took off on a four-hour march from Santa Rosa to the town of Healdsburg.
¡Que vivan los inmigrantes!
In a show of organized strength, they passed by restaurants that rely on immigrant labor and vineyards cultivated and harvested by immigrant workers. The intention was to urge local leaders, both in Congress and county government, to work harder to provide the undocumented with legal resident status.
We work the hardest jobs here. We maintain the wine industry here. We deserve a path to citizenship and safe and healthy workplaces.
Renee Saucedo says making undocumented people residents would decrease exploitation because the fear of deportation would be gone. That's what a young man named Javier hopes for his mother, who has been living under that threat.
She lives here, but she doesn't have the privileges that other people do here.
And what are you hoping she'll get?
The same privileges as other people.
The immigrants got support from a number of onlookers who didn't seem to consider them a threat to the community.
Sometimes they come in this county as farm labor and they end up doing working in construction and they end up starting their own businesses. So they really end up being quite a contribution to the county itself.
And so I think it's just a natural evolution, really. And the hardcore racists or whatever, until they die off, they're never going to change. So, you know, that's what has to happen. It's a generational thing.
But the marchers would rather not wait for evolution to take its course. They're hoping it won't be another generation before they can come out of the shadows.
Our community, my community, doesn't have a lot of money, and so that's not how we influence politics and policy, but we do have our bodies, so we're out on the street to show people we are a force here, you need to hear us, we have certain interests that you need to address.
In Sonoma County, John Ramos, KPIX 5.
The marchers said they would like the Board of Supervisors to pass an immigrants' rights resolution that would be heard by members of Congress as they debate the immigration issue.
Well, have a look at Oakland now, where a violence crisis is reaching new heights tonight. The city already tied last year's homicide total in just 9 months. A double homicide in Oakland this morning pushed the city to the tragic milestone of 102 homicides. KPIX 5 reporter Don Lynn is live in Oakland at a prayer vigil where community members are offering prayers and support to families. Don?
That's right, Brian. This vigil just wrapping up now, but songs and prayers were filling this park, Mosswood Park. Community members, church members offering support to families dealing with gun violence. And this morning, another family is grieving. A double homicide killed two brothers. Police say the double homicide happened just before 2 o'clock this morning near the intersection of High Street and Pampas Avenue. Someone shot and killed two brothers, ages 21 and 26, in front of their home. About 20 relatives gathered outside to remember the victims. They asked for privacy and space to grieve.
It's a tragic loss, and I feel sorry for the families.
Cristino Delgado lives across the street. He's a block captain with the Neighborhood Crime Prevention Committee.
It takes a village to take care of the neighborhood. The crime, the police force are undermanned.
Beyond justice for this family, he and neighbors want solutions to prevent another shooting.
We all have to help each other. We can't separate like, oh, that's not my problem because it's in the flatland. Oh, ha ha, it's up in the hills. It's not my problem. It is our problem. As Oakland citizens, it is our problem, and we have to help each other through it, whatever that takes. And I don't have the solution, but whatever it takes.
Oakland recorded 102 homicides in less than 9 months. That's the total for 2020.
What can we do?
Well, we can do a lot. First of all, we can pray.
Church leaders say they need more than just divine intervention. They need unity and people power.
If we could get all of the churches to come together and begin to pray and begin to get out here in the street and begin to work with the people and begin to pray with them and begin to minister to them, I believe we can help make that change.
Bishop Bob Jackson at Axville Gospel Church is one of the prayer vigil organizers. He blames police staffing, early inmate releases, and lack of job opportunities for the rising gun violence.
It's just going crazy. It's like the inmates now in charge of the prison. I mean, it's no law and there's no order that's going on in the community today.
Don, do we know anything about a motive?
Yeah, for that double homicide, police say the two brothers apparently got into an argument, then some kind of confrontation with other men. Police say those people apparently shot the two brothers. They're not sure what the argument was over, and police are still looking for those people. Brian?
In Oakland, that's Don Lynn. Thank you.
Well, meanwhile, San Jose police are investigating the death of a homeless man near a creek. They discovered a dead body along a creek trail near Story Road and Remillard Court. Police say the victim had one gunshot wound and appeared to be unhoused. And this is San Jose's 28th homicide of the year.
Traffic alert to tell you about now. Caltrans has completed repairs on the Central Freeway's ramp that connects westbound I-80 and northbound 101. That ramp was supposed to be closed through Monday morning as crews fixed a broken guardrail, but they finished early and it opened to traffic today.
And taking a live look outside at our Bay Area bridges, clear in some spots, still a little hazy in others, but we could see some changes later tonight.
Meteorologist Aaron Peck is standing by with a chance of not much.
Not much. Yeah. It's going to be a lot like the one that came through about a week ago, mm-hmm. where it kind of teases rain, and then we don't get a whole lot here in the Bay Area.
But there is good news.
There is good news, because this is going to bring rain to northernmost California in some of the places where we really need it. Watch the future cast. This starts from tonight. Takes us into tomorrow. I'm going to stop at when those showers try to get close to the North Bay. We're going to look at that a lot more closer and in more detail in the complete forecast. There's not a lot there. So I just want you to see the big picture of what this storm will do. Watch the Northern Sierra. So we're going to get rain on the Northern Coast Range. We're going to get rain in the Northern Sierra, two places that are experiencing critical fire danger. This doesn't end fire season, but it's another step in the right direction. This is the second one in a row. This is good news. It also does great things for air quality. Good news there. If you've enjoyed the cool down today, this is going to keep that going for a while. I'll show you how long that lasts and when the 90s come back in the complete forecast in a bit, guys. I'll see you then.
All righty. Thanks, Darren. And on to the fire watch. Some improvement this weekend on that Fawn fire up in Shasta County. Containment is now at 35%. And as Darren mentioned, light winds, cooler temperatures, it all helped firefighters battling the blaze. Fire crew only a few hundred acres today, but in just 3 days, it has destroyed over 100 buildings. And some residents in Shasta County are giving officials an earful. They are upset about the response to that fire. They think the initial air attack ended too soon.
They came over super fast, and they were making a circle. They would hit it, and they would go around. They would fill up, and they'd come right back over. And I couldn't believe how quick they got it out, or so I thought.
CAL FIRE responded by saying it wasn't safe for aircraft to fly once it became dark outside.
And closer to home, Contra Costa fire crews are investigating a fire that ripped through two homes in Bay Point early this morning. The fire started just before 2:30 between the homes on Loftus Road. Both houses eventually caught on fire, and some homes across the street were threatened, but firefighters were able to prevent the blaze from spreading. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but neighbors have a theory.
I'm pretty sure the RV on the neighbor's side caught on fire, and from the RV on their side, it pretty sure it pushed the fire towards outside of our side of the house.
Now, there was another fire overnight, this one in San Jose, this one just after 1 a.m. on St. John Street, flames engulfing the home. San Jose police were seen taking one person into custody at the scene. It's unclear whether they were involved in starting the fire.
Other news tonight, a teen driver recovering in the hospital after a crash in the peninsula. It happened off State Route 84 near Half Moon Bay. Investigators say the 17-year-old crashed into a tree after veering off the road. There's no word on what caused the crash. CHP says the drugs and alcohol are not believed to be a factor.
And looking live out at the state capitol, we are just days away from the state eviction moratorium expiring. As KPIX5's Devin Philly explains, local housing advocates are calling for lawmakers to take action to help those who have fallen behind on their payments.
The turnout was modest, but the message was clear. Now is not the time to end the state's eviction moratorium.
The reality in America today, right, in California today, is that now is not the time for the eviction moratorium to end.
Housing advocates held a car caravan and rally in San Francisco, hoping to drive home the message that the pandemic isn't over, the economy is not fully recovered, and eviction protections are still desperately needed.
In the midst of a pandemic, it's absolutely criminal to evict people from their homes when not only is it an issue of their own personal well-being, it's also a question of public health.
The moratorium was designed to prevent a tidal wave of evictions during a public health crisis, during which millions of Americans either lost their jobs or were prevented from working for long stretches of time. But housing advocates fear with a looming October 1st deadline, those evictions haven't been prevented, simply delayed.
People aren't ready. People are still suffering under the pandemic. People are still suffering from the money that they lost due to either unemployment or other crises during the pandemic.
The moratorium was extended multiple times throughout the pandemic, and there's $7.2 billion in federal funds to pay landlords back rent, and little indication that another extension is coming. Devin Feely, KPIX 5.
The name of a legendary KCBS radio political reporter may soon adorn the press room at San Francisco City Hall. Barbara Taylor covered city politics for KCBS radio for 3 decades up to her retirement in 2015. Supervisor Peskin, who introduced the resolution to rename the press room, said of Taylor, quote, she was the mature conscience of City Hall. City leaders, I should have said conscience, by the way. City leaders are expected to pass the legislation unanimously. Taylor died last year because of medical complications from a car crash.
Walking for a cure, the San Francisco Zoo hosted a breast cancer walk today to raise funds for the Susan B. Komen organization. Breast cancer survivors and supporters walked the zoo grounds in pink. The organization is celebrating its 30th anniversary of their More Than Pink walk. And a Modesto teen is showing his community anyone can play football.
This is pretty incredible. Yeah. The message to future quarterbacks, let nothing stop you. 15-year-old Jason Bracey didn't. He lost sight because of retinal cancer. But he was determined to start playing football anyway. So he found a coach that would take a chance on him. Jason navigates his way around the field with help from his teammates and from his dad, who communicates with him through a speaker inside his helmet. Jason's even run into the end zone for a touchdown, and now his goal is to throw a TD pass this season.
You know, the video of a San Jose police officer rushing to rescue a man trapped in a burning car. San Jose fire crews recorded this video, and right as they pulled up to the scene, they saw the officer reach into the burning car to pull out the man and drag him to safety. The man was hospitalized, but the police officer was uninjured. The officer is now being hailed for his quick thinking and bravery this evening.
Wow. Well, new at 6 tonight, the German federal election is underway and Germans are voting for change. The vote count, though, shows a razor-thin lead for the left-leaning Social Democrat Party over Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union. Merkel is choosing to retire after 16 years in office. Final results are not expected until tomorrow, and the race still could tip either way, the outcome being so tight that it could take months to form a new government. Now taking a live look outside the White House, where the Biden administration's sweeping economic agenda appears to be in limbo, at least for now. This week in the House Budget Committee voted to pass another $3.5 trillion spending bill out of committee. But as John Lawrence reports, the proposal faces roadblocks, including a lack of backing from some Democratic lawmakers.
A vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill is still under construction. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who committed to a September 27th deadline last month, now says she won't bring it to the floor unless she has enough support.
You cannot choose the date. You have to go when you have the votes in a reasonable time, and we will.
While Republicans are against the infrastructure bill's price tag,
I will certainly be voting no if the Democrats insist on combining the debt ceiling increase or suspension with the continuing operations of the government.
There's also a stalemate within the Democratic Party between progressive and moderate members over the infrastructure bill's top-line figure and the programs included in the Biden-supported $3.5 trillion spending bill.
We are not going to leave anyone behind. You know, we're not going to leave behind women who desperately need childcare. We're not going to leave behind taking on climate change and taking urgent action. We're not going to leave behind public housing. We're not going to leave behind immigrants.
Democrats have a paper-thin margin in both chambers and need almost full party support for the infrastructure bill to move forward.
After Republicans vote no, Chuck Schumer is going to do what he could have done months ago, what he could have done weeks ago, what he could do tomorrow, and that is, he will amend the budget resolution so that Democrats can pass the debt ceiling all by themselves. And that's what should happen.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
We want to thank you for watching. 60 Minutes is next.
And we'll be back here at 11. Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. For now, good night.